This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As promised, Jim Brewer is here. You can follow him on Twitter at Jim Brewer, Facebook Jim Brewer, Instagram Jim Brewer Official. And he's got four more shows at Paramount in Huntington after eight sold-out shows. So go and see him in Huntington. It's November 17th, December 15th, January 12th, February 16th. Go check it out. And he's currently on tour with Metallica. How the hell did that happen? What's up, Jim?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
The singer reached out to me.
Yes.
Oh, I've known a long time.
Okay.
He said, hey, we're thinking about James Hetfield.
Yes.
Hey, dude.
Wonder if you'd be interested in creating an opening show. And I went, well, what do you want? He goes, and basically they want a fan experience. Lars Ulrich said, listen, dude, every time we get a band to open up for us, nobody comes to see it, and it's a bummer for them, and it's a bummer for us, and just we want to create something for the fans. So I went, okay, let's do a pre-party. So basically, I go out, I do about 20 minutes to a half hour, mm-hmm. depending on feeling the arena out. Then I run backstage. I got a DJ. We're doing requests. Ooh, Section 211. You wanted to hear Ozzy? This one's for you. We do a lip sync contest. People get cheered or booed off the stage. We do metal karaoke. So we got the screens and they're singing along. And just to see 18,000 people singing, I'm on the
highway. Any requests for Bob Dylan?
Yes, there's none of one show, there was a wedding attached to the arena, right? So what do you mean it's attached to the arena? They sit right next door, they're getting married. I was, oh my God, if I can get the bride and groom and crash the wedding and bring them on stage, that would be sick. P.S. Cut to, it's about a half hour before Metallica goes on. And I go, I've got the bride and groom. Place goes bonkers. And I go, listen, for 30 seconds, we're not going to be metal. Boo! No. Be nice to the bride and groom. So we're going to sing, we're going to dance to ABBA. Dancing Queen. I got 18,000 metalhead maniacs. Dancing to Dancing Queen for 30 seconds, and then we back into
all
the
improv.
Metal.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That is absolutely awesome. Jim
it's
Brewer is joining us here, and you can find him at Jim Brewer Official on Instagram or go to Facebook.com/Jim Brewer. I got to tell you, you did great. You're doing great out there in Huntington. A lot of my buddies have come and seen you, and they say that it's been awesome shows.
Great. Well, everyone's different, Boomer, and that is great news. And the fact that I'm still going, and they want to do four more. I don't know what's going to happen after the four, but heck, it'll be a year of residency.
I mean, they a couple guys that went to see it, the place was sold out.
Always
sold out.
Yeah.
Do you think you could do like a bigger venue, like the Nassau Coliseum, make it even bigger or no?
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yes.
Since I was a kid.
Yes.
I didn't even care about the Garden. My all-time dream was selling out Nassau Coliseum, wow. Being home, selling out the Coliseum. Because I used to go to all the concerts there. That was my dream.
Have you been there since they refurbished it?
Yes, I saw Metallica open it up with the band named Volbeat.
But they did a good job over there. You know, now the Islanders are back there. They're playing a little bit and all this other stuff. So, Met fan, what do we make of this? What do we make of this finish?
Well, I'll give them this credit. They didn't roll over and die. They're clawing, fighting. It gives me, this is what they do every year.
Right, yeah, of course, but it's terrible.
They're giving me hope for next
right,
year.
Just yes. enough to suck you back in.
Yay, I love McNeil.
Conforto, yeah, right, McNeil.
Conforto's health. Oh, Jay Bruce is all of a sudden health again.
Right.
And now they're hitting, and now they're amazing. And Wheeler has been lights out for a long time. This isn't a freak show anymore. Matt's, he seems focused. He's doing well. So I'm proud that they they didn't roll over and die.
Now, what do you think of this manager? Because we've been all over this guy. I mean, Boomer couldn't stand his opening press conference, didn't let him off the hook. And then as the season went on, I just started tearing him apart because, I mean, he seems just like a goober who's not ready for New York, where he's just, well, everything's, I tell you, we lost 10-2, but I seen some positives up in there, man.
It's a learning experience,
right,
Gio.
Right. I mean, that's the man who's managing the Mets, Jim. Yes. Oh, I mean, man, I tell you.
But I will say there was a couple things that drove me nuts, but it's sort of like having someone from a different culture show up. I'm going to let them make some barbecue pulled pork. I'm not used to that. Let them make grits. I'm not a grits fan. And in time, maybe it'll start working. I like what I'm seeing the second half. The first half, what do you do?
June was bad. June was 5-21. They're 5-21. It was a horrible month, and that was the month
I tapped out.
Yeah, that was basically the month that they tapped out too. And I just think, like, I look at this team and I'm saying, okay, we have four starting pitchers. And, you know, Vargas is going to be a part of it, whether we like it or not. But
he looks good too.
Well, finishing strong. But I would say that we have four legit starting pitchers. Not many teams, if any team for that matter, can say that. In the National League right now. And I would just say that we can hang with anybody. We just got to stay healthy.
You got to stay healthy.
And, well, I don't know what's going on with your boy Seth Cespedes.
Who gets heels?
Nobody.
What were you? What do you do? Was he pulling on an ox for 12 years? Just plowing the field, just using his heels as a skidder? I don't.
Back to two heels, too. That requires surgery. Yeah. Never heard of that before.
My heels are noggle, heel snoggle. Now I'm doing noggle. I know I can bounce, no nothing. You stand in the outfield. You're not even, what's going on?
We got Jim Brewer in studio. You mentioned something before, feeling out the crowd. You're going to do 20 minutes or a half hour, depending on how the crowd is.
Yes.
So give me the example when you have to cut it short. What do you hear or see where you say, all right, they're not having it tonight?
It's very hard. First of all, no one's paying to see Jim Brewer. They're paying to see Metallica.
Right.
So I'm just there to entertain them, keep it moving, buy drinks, everyone buy merch or whatever. When I go up, it's in the round. So 80% of the audience is behind my back at all times.
Yeah, right.
And I do my stuff, but I can't hear like a comedy crowd. I can't hear like, right. I don't know if they're talking. I can see the people on the floor laughing, but I can't, if I can't really hear them,
yeah,
I bail because I don't want, all you need is four or five people going, get off the stage! Does this guy suck or what? And then all of a sudden three other guys and they say, oh, we agree with you, and then it becomes a section. You don't want that. So,
well, when did you realize? I mean, like, I'm thinking about the first time that you went out there.
Oh, I got a story. The first one was not pretty.
You had no idea what you were getting yourself into.
Boomer, first one, I'm gonna apologize right now to the city of Madison, Wisconsin. It was everything was great until Metallica was about to go on. Metallica, Lars and James, thank you. They said, we want you on stage before we come out. We want people to know who you are and know who Jim Brewer is. I went, great. I said, so don't leave the stage to where we're, okay. 8:30, 100%. Are you sure? I've seen you 1,000 times. I've been watching you since 86 Coliseum. You're always late. Nope, 100%. We're going on at 8:30. Well, 8:30 goes, and I got, okay, this section versus this section. You guys say ma, ma. You say tau, tau. You guys say laka. I have them doing the hokey pokey. Yeah, they're bouncing on one foot, and I look down, and they're going, they're not ready yet. Okay, now it's 8:35. All right, one more time. They're not ready yet. We're going to do this. I don't think this section's ready. Boo. It's 8:40.
Oh. Hey, you suck!
Yeah. Oh, I saw a lot of fingers starting to raise about 8:42. I saw a lot of faces going, get off the stage!
Oh, God.
And I had a DJ, and the DJ was on stage. And he goes, come here, man. Come here. He calls me over, and he's playing music. People are getting hostile, and he goes, we gotta get off the stage now. I went, I know, I'm trying. So I learned that night. I said, listen, I don't care what you guys want. I'm not going up there. Because before Metallica goes up, they go in a tune-up room. And they jam for about 40, 45 minutes to get in sync with each other.
Wow.
When they cut, yeah, it's very, they're a machine. They are a machine. So now I stand and I wait and I listen to the tune-up room. And not until I see every band member come out of that tune-up room, I go, okay, now I'll go on stage and do the crowd work, because now I know you got about 5 to 7 minutes. Sure. So this guy's got to drop a deuce. This guy wants to change his socks. This guy's that. So once the second show started, we now found a formula, and we've been crushing
right. In the
last
middle of that,
two, three shows.
You can't, like, break into material, right, in the middle of that.
No.
You can't be like, hey, no. You know, the difference between men and women
Listen,
is.
Yeah, they've had enough of me. They've been watching me for an hour and a half to 2 hours, popping up here, popping up. We're done with you.
Yeah.
We're done. You made us bounce on one leg. You made us cheer.
So at the end of the day,
like,
Metallica's happy about this whole idea and the way this whole thing's worked out then.
Absolutely. I think they are, because I'm still on the tour.
Right. You got Jim Brewer.
I think it's brilliant what they're doing. How many times you go see a band, you don't know the opening band. Like, you got to sit through this for 40 minutes or half hour. This, we're engaging the audience for an hour and a half, singing, coming up on stage. I'm bringing a wedding act. You don't know. We're going Penn State. I'm trying to bring the marching band up.
Oh, nice. That would be pretty
Play
cool.
Metallica. You know?
Oh, man.
I want to talk to you about your podcast. You do your podcast with your wife?
Yeah.
So how does that work? How does that work? I mean, that seems to me to be...
Well, she's going... We've been married 25 years.
Okay.
And people always ask, We talk a lot about marriage, but sometimes one episode we got a fight. I wanted to wring her neck, because, and Boomer, I don't know about two of you, the biggest battles are always business. Don't start telling me how I should run my business. Why don't you meet with this one? I don't understand what's going on. Do you want to sit in the meetings? No, I don't want to sit in the meetings, but you need to tell them that you need more of this and it. I do tell them. It doesn't work like that. I don't understand why it doesn't work like that. You know what? I don't want to talk to you right now. I don't want to talk. You're pissing me off. You're pissing me off.
And I'm sure she feels like you're pissing her off.
Yes.
Yes.
And
exactly.
I piss her off, and I want. I'm just talking. Like, you're talking at me. When you ask why, when a female or male goes, why do you do this? I don't hear why. I hear, you're stupid and you don't know what you're doing.
Yep.
So when you start off with why, it's immediately, you're insulting. It's, I know I'm asking questions. No, you're not. You're insulting.
Yeah, I would imagine for this to really work, you have to be 100% honest with
this
thing.
We are 100% honest.
And it's got to be compelling. I mean, I haven't heard it, I got to admit. I want to listen to it now, because I didn't know you did it with your wife. I mean, that to me has got to be, it's probably fascinating and compelling when you guys are just being yourselves. It's sort of like a reality show in a sense,
yes.
But a real reality show that's not scripted, where you're looking in on your lives.
Yes, and there's a lot of times now I'm on the road, I do phone calls with her, and I tape record the phone calls. Mm. And a lot of it is just how much the kids suck. Which is what happens when you're a traveling guy. You call up, you call up and you go, hey, you know, you just want to go, I'm missing home. How are you? How's the kid? The oldest one, you know what? I don't care. We're not paying for anything. We're cutting her phone off. Let them pay for their own thing. She called me this. She insults me. You need to call her and talk to her about her mouth. And the kids at home, the 12-year-old, she wants to be here and there. Oh, but she doesn't clean the kitty litter. Oh, I just want it alone. I don't want to hear everything sucks.
Right. Yes,
the contractor's been here for 4 weeks. How long does it take to build a deck? All right, I love you too. I love you too.
You got to go to Stellar Decks. By the way, Al, you have a podcast with your buddy Paul. Does it go like this?
Well, no, we're not married, Paul and I. Separate.
But you guys are honest.
Yeah, very honest. You have to be on the podcast.
Yeah.
And then we get deep and stuff. It's not all arguing. It's not arguing. As a matter of fact, it's quite the opposite. But we want to stay as honest as possible.
There's the occasional argument.
Yeah, Jim Brewer in studio. Go see him at the Paramount.
I got hopped up thinking about it.
Yeah.
Last time I was at the Paramount, I went to see, because my wife wanted to see this, a Real Housewife of New York City do a cabaret show. All right.
What?
Yes, yeah. I know. This is so was her birthday present. And that's what she wanted to see was this woman who was on the Real Housewives of New York City do a cabaret show, and she was just wretched at singing. She can't sing, and she goes up there, and people want to gawk at how bad she is, and she doesn't realize how bad she is, and everybody's clapping for her, and she's horrendous. And I'm sitting here watching this thing. I mean, it was like the worst.
You know what, Gio? I want to get her. I want her to be one of the bits that I bring up to open for Metallica.
It's Countess Luann. You do that and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Tell you what. Bring your wife to come see me, and we'll get her out of that madness.
Right.
We'll get her out of that madness.
But, you know, you were saying, though, that the women in the place that were there to see her were really into it no matter how bad she was.
Right. It was sort of like Francesicon. You know, like it's sort of like that type of thing where you have this following of people that show up and worship this singular person for all that they are. False, good, bad. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't know her, so I really can't comment on her, but I get it. I see it. I get it. It's.
I'm thinking that you need to go to that show, and then you'll have even more material.
I think you're right, Boomer.
I think so. I think, you soak that stuff up like a sponge.
Or maybe I change my whole act. Maybe I go cabaret in the next Paramount 4 shows.
Now, you said every show is different. Every
always.
Show. All right. So, yeah. I mean, that's got to be a challenge when it comes to material and stuff. Or just you're at this point in your life where you're spewing out content all the time.
Nonstop. 30 years nonstop. I'm on tour with Metallica. I got another 4 hours worth. It's never going to end. I got a kid in college. I got a kid that's just going to high school. The material never ends.
Yeah.
It just never ends.
Especially on Long Island, it never ends. And everybody can commiserate with all your material. That's
exactly. And very relatable. Very relatable. Very family, very relatable.
And at this stage of your career, you're not bombing anymore, right? Like, you're not having these horrible nights because you could just, you've got that, you know where to go.
I know where to go. I know all the, I got a parachute for every situation. Coming in with a new bit. Saved again.
I'm trying to visualize you in front of the audience for Metallica. I'm just...
Boom, you had to see the first one.
Yeah.
The first one was when I was stuck there for 20 minutes in Madison, and they're going stretch, and you look down, there's a guy with his teeth showing, and his fingers are up in your grill, and he's going, get off the stage.
Oh, man.
It's not a good feeling.
It would be great. It's like if you went for the New York City Opera and you did free warm-up for them.
See, now
I wouldn't
worry about it.
Wouldn't that be like a reality show? So here you got the extreme Metallica audience, and then you go back to the New York City Opera audience, and you do that.
I'm telling you right now, nothing can stop me after opening for Metallica. Nothing.
All right, so I've got one more thing for you. So the other day we ended the show. I took a call at 9:59, and we had to cut the guy off right away. It was Carlos in Connecticut, right? So I felt really bad about that. So I ended up calling the guy back and off the air. And he said, you know, you're the only celebrity I've talked to. So I laughed at that because I'm like, you know, I'm not a celebrity. So Al came up with this great idea that every time we have a real celebrity.
Am I real?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
In studio, we're going to have that person call Carlos. Now, should we do this? Can we call him and then we have to tell him he's on the air right away, right? I mean, basically.
Yeah, I would have to call him first.
You'd have to call him first. All right. So why don't you come in here and get the number and then. And then we'll call him. We'll spend a couple more minutes.
Yeah, Jim Brewer talked to Carlos, and hopefully Carlos knows who you are.
Right.
Should I?
Yeah, it'd be kind of funny if he didn't. And then I got to say my stupid resume.
Right, exactly.
That's the worst. The worst is when you meet someone, they go, I really don't know if you did. What did you do? Oh, God, I'm dead. What am I going to know?
I hear you, man. It's actually, for me, it's when they kind of confuse me with Phil Simms. It's very distressing.
How awkward is that?
It's really awkward. It gets
you were amazing, and what was the Super Bowl?
Super Bowl 21, I was the MVP. I'm awesome, and I do not give autographs. Get that kid out of my face. I hate kids, too.
So. Now, it's something I've talked to you about before on other radio shows when I've had you in is like this energy level that you have as you get older. Have you seen yourself lose any of that?
It keeps gaining momentum.
Does it? But how is that possible?
Passion.
Yeah.
I love what I do.
Right.
I love going on stage. I love destroying.
Yeah.
I don't like going, he was cute and smart. I like crushing. I like,
yeah.
So until I go, until I get that, I find that moment where it's like, share that drive, upper deck. The right fielder to even look up.
What he does, he actually gets the groups involved. He gets the audience involved.
Yeah, right.
Which is dangerous.
Which is great. It's dangerous, but I love it.
Long Island, man.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Long Island's a tough crowd.
Yeah. I would think so.
They're a tough crowd. They've seen everything.
They have expectations. When
they have expectations, and I have a lot of openers going, I don't want to open for you in Long Island. Like, why not? There's a tough audience. Long Island, they're the best. Long Island, Philly, Boston. Love those crowds.
And you could see Jim on Long Island at the Paramount in Huntington, November 17th, December 15th, and then in 2019, January 12th and February 16th. Carlos didn't pick up this time. We'll try to do it off the air before you leave to try to surprise him, but we're not going to keep calling him. So we just tried it on the fly. It didn't work. By the way,
this is a tragedy.
I know.
It's
unfortunate.
Unfortunate.
But we have Yankees, by the way, rescheduled for 7:05 tonight. So,
oh, really?
Yes, the Yankees are rescheduled.
When were they going to play?
1 o'clock today.
Oh, it's a day game. So oh, that's up. Great. I get to watch that.
Before we go, Mike Francesa wants to say hello to you. Is that okay?
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. Mike?
Who is this guy?
It's a Jim Brewer, Mike. It's
you
Jim
have
Brewer.
Your own app like me. I should say take a nap. It's more interesting than my app, okay? Jim going once. Jim going twice.
How about that, Mikey?
Oh, wow, he's with Dog today. Wow, it's crazy.
This is Brewer mixing it up in the studio. Not bad, not bad. That's a 10 under 500. How about that?
Dog, stop hijacking my phone call, okay? Jim, how are you?
I'm doing, Mike. I'm doing good, buddy. How are things going? Excited for the big series?
Listen, folks. If you know me and if you know, I've got 9 televisions, okay? So I'm on top of everything, okay? I've already talked to the Giant Brass. I put 9 plays in the playbook, okay, to help the offense and Eli, okay? And I have a few moves for the Mets to make in the offseason, okay? I'm on top of everything, okay? Get me another... Wait a second!
All right, Mike, thanks for checking it.
He's funny.
Yeah, pretty good. Yeah. Sour Shoes, our boy. All right, 9:30 on the fan. Jim Brewer, thanks, man.
Thanks
great
for having me. Boom,
Gio.
JimBrewer.com. JimBrewer.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.